reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered the house and wanted no one to know about it, but he couldn't escape notice. So a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit had heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." And then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. This week, the Super Bowl teams have really struck me with their sportsmanship. At least in the papers and the news reports I heard, there was no trash talk putting down another team. And even when the Giants players spoke of the victory, they deflected the personal praise to that of the contributions of other players and the great play of the other team. And so we have today's gospel, which seems to be just the opposite. Or is it? Jesus finally gets a place to rest, and there's a visitor. Not the socially correct male seeking help for a wife or a child. Not a Jew, but a Greek person who has no rights to the messianic promises. It's totally socially incorrect, and she falls at his feet. I wonder if Jesus' words were for her or for the disciples. Remember how welcoming they were of the man born blind on the side of the road? Or how thrilled they were not at the Samaritan woman? Or how Martha talked about Mary sitting in the middle of all those men? Was Jesus merely saying what the group of them were thinking? "We're tired. You have no rights here. Forget about it and leave us alone." But the woman does what no one else does in the whole of the Gospels. She bests Jesus in the argument, and Jesus answers her request because of her faith. What does this say to the apostles and to us? Who are those who come to us with their needs beyond our circle? The ones who affect our comfort zone, be they in our family, our office, neighborhood, or just come across our path. Who are those who come to us when we're tired, we're weary, and we want to be left alone, but who search for dignity in our respectful response because their need is urgent? Who are those people for you? How do we, as a community, respond to the immigrant, even the, quote, illegal one? When their child may even be a citizen and is in need. How do we respond to the person who's politically on the other side of the aisle or different in ideological bent? If you listen to some of the ways things have been happening, the trash talk of one person against another. How do we respond to those outside our comfort zone? Are we able, like the Giant players, to recognize the gifts of another? How will you and I respond to those with whom we disagree, with those who are not in our circle? Will we say, "You may go, your child is healed," or will we be the dogs?